Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, August 14th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Matthew writes, "Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, 'Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?' Jesus said in reply, 'Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female? Said, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife. Two shall become one flesh." So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no man must ever separate." There are few words of Jesus that stir more emotion than those found in today's gospel. The Pharisees approach him with what appears to be a legal question. Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever? But beneath the question lies something deeper. They are not seeking wisdom. They are testing him. They want to reduce the mystery of love to a legal argument. But Jesus refuses to play their game. Instead of debating exceptions, he returns to the beginning. He takes them and us back to God's original dream. From the beginning, the Creator made them male and female, he said. The two shall become one flesh. Jesus reminds us that God's deepest intentions are always found at the beginning, not before fear, before sin, before brokenness, before humanity learned to protect itself with contracts and loopholes. God's desire has always been communion. Love was never meant to be temporary. It was meant to reveal something eternal. Of course, the Church knows that many people carry the deepest wounds of divorce, abandonment, betrayal, or relationships that become destructive or impossible to sustain. This gospel is never meant as a weapon against those who suffer. Jesus himself always meets wounded hearts first with mercy, for inviting them into truth. The Church continues his ministry by accompanying those whose lives have not unfolded as they had hoped. Yet the invitation of the gospel today reaches beyond marriage alone. Every covenant God establishes reflects his own faithful heart. Marriage is one expression of that covenant, but so is the priesthood, religious life, friendship, family, and above all, our relationship with Christ. Every authentic vocation asks the same question: will you remain when love becomes costly? Contemplative spirituality reminds us that fidelity is less about emotion than about presence. Love matures not because feelings remain constant, but because we continue to show up. The deepest unions are formed quietly over thousands of ordinary moments in which two people repeatedly choose one another. This is true in marriage. It is true in friendship. It is true in prayer. God himself loves this way. He does not abandon Israel after her countless infidelities. He does not walk away from Peter after his denial. He does not reject the disciples after they flee from the cross. And again God remains faithful even when his people are not. That is why Christian marriage is a sacrament. It makes visible God's invisible fidelity. There was once an elderly couple celebrating nearly 65 years of marriage. Their home was simple. The husband had become quite frail, and his wife moved slowly with the aid of a walker. The husband struggled to stand. His wife gently reached over and straightened his sweater collar. She didn't say a word. She simply smiled. "What has kept you together all these years?" I wondered. Husband laughed softly and answered, "We stopped asking whether the other deserved our love. We started asking how God wanted to love them through us." His wife nodded and added, "Love changes its appearance. When you're young, it's excitement. Later, it becomes sacrifice. Eventually, it becomes presence." That sentence has stayed with me for many years. Eventually, love becomes presence. It's that precisely how God loves us. He remains. He waits. He accomplishes and accompanies. Never grows tired of beginning again. Perhaps today's gospel invites each of us to examine where our own hearts have become divided. Are there relationships we maintain only when they are convenient? Have we quietly withdrawn from people who need our patience? Have we become fragmented within ourselves, living one life in public and another in private? Sometimes the first covenant needing renewal is not with another person, it's our own soul. The contemplative life is the lifelong work of allowing God to reunite what has become scattered within us. Prayer slowly gathers our fears, desires, failures, hopes, and contradictions into one resting in God. The more united we become interiorly, faithfully, of others. So Jesus' words today are ultimately about unity. What God has joined together. Those words speak not only of husbands and wives, but of every place where God desires healing instead of division, communion instead of separation, fidelity instead of fear. The ongoing challenge is beautifully simple, but profoundly demanding. Each day, choose one relationship that matters deeply. Resist the temptation to withdraw, to assume, or to keep score. Instead, make one deliberate act of faithful presence, a phone call, a conversation, an apology, a moment of attentive listening, or simply praying for that person by name. Let your love become less about changing the other person and more about remaining available to God's grace. Faithfulness is rarely dramatic, but it is built one extraordinary day at a time. Time we remain in love, even when it costs us something, we reveal a little more the faithful heart of Christ. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have loved us with a love that never abandons, never gives up, and never stops calling us back to yourself. Heal the divisions within our hearts and strengthen every covenant you have entrusted to us. Teach us to love with patience rather than impatience, with mercy rather than judgment, and with faithful presence rather than fleeting emotion. lives become living signs of your unwavering love, so that others may glimpse in us the enduring faithfulness of the Father. Ask this in your holy name. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage. When I break open the Word of God from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys, God bless you today. Keep you safe.